Hello and welcome to the Rebecca Lee Podcast. I'm your host and wellness sis, Rebecca. I'm an LA-based holistic nutritionist, and I'm here to help guide you through the world of wellness in the most straightforward, balanced, and intuitive way. Join me every week for casual big sis chats as I spill the deets on all things real holistic health and wellness to guide you towards living your best life. Now, let's get into it. Hello, hello, my beautiful people. Welcome back to the pod. I am so excited that you tuned in today for today's episode. I'm always excited, but today I'm extra excited because when you're listening to this episode, or at least the date that it is going to be released, it's officially my birthday, which is crazy to say out loud. It's officially my 25th birthday, and in honor of it being officially my 25th birthday, I thought we should make a little birthday edition episode with 25 things that I learned in 25 years. So as I'm recording this episode, it's literally the night before I leave for Cabo. I am going to be in Cabo this week for my birthday with a couple of friends, and I'm so excited. We literally planned this trip kind of last minute, but I just thought, you know what, why not? I never do anything fun for my birthday, so this could be a nice little trip to go with some friends. And yeah, I'm super excited. I'm feeling amped right now. I just finished packing and I'm looking forward to the birthday week. So with that, that's my little life update. I really want to share the 25 things that I've learned in 25 years. I love recaps like this. I did this, I remember, for my 23rd birthday on my Instagram, and I wrote it all out in my caption. And it was so cute to like look back and see the things that I learned at that time or the things that were like prevalent in my life at the time. So I'm excited to do a little recap now as well. Before we jump into this episode, I want to quickly remind you guys to not miss out. I promise you, you're going to want to sign up for this. So put your email in the link in the show notes that I'll have here because something big is coming. But not just that, I'm also going to be sending out like a wellness girly gift guide. So a not basic gift guide of cool products and things that I've found super helpful and things that I actually love in my life so that you can send to your boyfriend, your parents, your siblings, your friends, whoever it is. I want you guys to be able to get a full wellness girly gift guide, my favorite products, like literally must have things that have changed my life. And so I'm going to send it out in the email list that I get, and you can sign up for it with the link in the show notes. I will have it clearly written out there. So please do not forget to sign up for that because I will be sending this out like ASAP. All right, now that we got all that good stuff out of the way, let's just kind of spitball all the 25 things I've learned. I made a list and I'm just going to kind of go one by one. And if I have things to say on it, I'll elaborate. And if not, we'll just move on. Number one, the relationship you have with yourself is the most important relationship you'll ever have. Make sure to nurture it. The relationship you have with yourself really does affect all other relationships. It affects how you show up in romantic relationships, in friendships, in your family, in your work life, in literally everything. And so if you want to change the relationships you have in your life, the people you have in your life, the ways you show up, you really need to change and work on the relationship you have with yourself because it is truly the most important relationship you'll ever have. Going off number one, number two, learn to enjoy your alone time. Take yourself out on a date. Literally, how can you expect anyone else to enjoy your company if you can't even enjoy your own company yourself? So this is something I've been working on a lot lately, and it's just literally learning to enjoy your own company, enjoying your own presence, taking yourself out on a date, like not waiting for anyone else to do stuff with you, but instead just saying, okay, I want to do this. I'm going to go do it. And I feel like I actually did this a lot when I studied abroad in Madrid because I didn't really have many friends with me when I was in Madrid. And every day I just woke up and just kind of went with my own schedule and did what kind of felt good for me that day. And you really do strengthen that relationship with yourself when you do spend that time alone. So I love those two. Very important. Number three, confidence is just an energy game. I swear you guys, it's just deciding that you're confident. It's really from within. You can see the difference when somebody who's confident walks in the room, no matter what they look like, and somebody who isn't confident when they walk in the room. Like, you know what that energy feels like, regardless of what they actually look like. Number four, do not force anything in your life. If it's not flowing or not working, it's for a reason. This one I've really learned this year. And I've learned not to force any friendships, any romantic relationships, anyone I'm dating, like anything in my life. Those are the big ones, but even like the small things. If it's not working, do not force it. The things in life that are meant for you should flow naturally and easily for you. And if it's not, let it go. Don't force it, because it's not working out. It's for a reason. Number five, diets don't work. They just don't. I don't think I need to explain this anymore. Diets just don't work. Number six, rejection is just redirection. Something better is coming. I can guarantee you this. I've seen this over and over and over again in my life. Whenever something doesn't work out and I get really sad about it, a few months, maybe a few years even later, I look back and I go, oh wow, that was really just protection. Or it was just redirecting me to what actually would serve me better, to my path. Rejection is not really rejection. It just feels like it in the moment. It's really protecting you or redirecting you to something better. Seven, no one really knows what they're doing. Even the people that seem like they do, I'm telling you, they don't. Especially, at least in my opinion, people in their 20s. I guess I can't really say for older people, but at least your peers and people, you know, around your age, they really have no idea what they're doing. So don't sweat it if you also have no clue what you're doing, because no one else around you does either. I guarantee it. Number eight. Excessive coffee and alcohol can really make you think that you have crippling anxiety. Wonders happen when you cut back on both. Coming from the girl who had really, really, really bad anxiety, and I know there can be a million different other factors and reasons for this, so, you know, I'm not a doctor, don't quote me on this, but once I started cutting back on both coffee and alcohol, and mind you, I was drinking a lot of both, that's when my anxiety really started to get better. And I think we sometimes forget these things, that like just the simple things that are in our, you know, daily routines or in our weeks can have such a big effect on us, just like coffee and alcohol. So wonders happened for me when I cut back on both. Number nine, invest time into your friendships. They are important. I know it can be so easy to be busy and always, you know, think, why aren't people reaching out to me, or, you know, wanting more people to kind of give you that effort. That starts with you investing into other people. Invest time, invest energy into other people, especially your good friendships, because they're so important and they will make such a long-lasting impact on your life, the good ones at least. Number 10 to go off this one. And don't neglect them once you get into a relationship. I'm going to say this again for the people in the back. Do not neglect your friendships once you get into a relationship. No one likes that. And then if and when you break up, it'll be a lot tougher to come back, because people are going to be like, oh, whoa, haven't seen you in X amount of months. Where have you been? So invest time into your friendships, and please do not neglect them once you get into a relationship. I see so many people do this, and it sometimes comes back to bite them in the ass. I'm not going to lie. Number 11, doing more does not always equal more productive. Sometimes rest is the most productive thing you can do. I've talked about this one a lot in like other podcast episodes, but it is so true. I really wish my younger self, especially when I was in like high school and college, would have listened to this. Doing more is not always more productive. I promise you, sometimes rest is the most productive thing you can do. Number 12, call your parents. They might start getting older quicker than you think. And this one kind of snuck up on me. Granted, I do have older parents. I'm the youngest out of three. But still, call your parents. Talk to them. Don't neglect them, because time flies by and then one day you wake up and you go, oh my gosh, they're getting older. So cherish those moments and talk to them. Number 13, no amount of supplements, healthy food, exercise, etc., will fix anything if you have a toxic relationship with yourself. This goes to show in anything toxic, to be honest. When you're in a toxic relationship, your body responds differently. Like when you have a toxic energy or an environment, your body will not be able to function at its best. And I think we neglect a lot of the time the relationship with ourselves. And if we have a toxic relationship with ourselves, aka a lot of negative self-talk, putting ourselves down, you know, not good stuff, our bodies are not going to be functioning great. So I'm telling you, I've learned this personally myself, that no amount of all the good stuff that people are talking about are really going to do anything if you are harboring a toxic relationship with yourself. Number 14, things really do turn out better than you could have ever even imagined. Push through the hard times knowing that. And this one helps me seriously get through all the hard times, because I look back and think about all the times in my life where I was so down and I was so confused. And I look back and I go, wow, that really, really turned out better than I could have ever even imagined. And the more you kind of build that muscle and build that faith and that strength, the more you start to see it more in your life. And you just have to really push through all the tough, confusing times with that mindset. Number 15, weightlifting does not make you bulky. Ladies, I'm speaking to you. Do not be afraid of it. Weightlifting does not make you bulky. Enough said. Number 16, do not take things too personally. How people treat you is a reflection of how they feel about themselves. Oof, is this one such an important life lesson? Once you realize that everyone is either projecting their own insecurities or their own problems and issues onto you or someone else, and it has really nothing to do with you and everything to do with how they really feel about themselves, that's when things change, because then you don't take things personally. You don't take things to heart. You can kind of brush things off, just being like, okay, I feel sorry for them if they feel the need to put me down or put others down or do these things. That's how you know they aren't really happy with themselves. Number 17, please do not take advice from anyone who isn't where you want to be or hasn't gone through the path that you are trying to get to. This is so important, because I remember, you guys, when I was deciding to quit my corporate job and work for myself full time and move to LA and all this stuff, I had so many people telling me what not to do, what to do. Don't do that. That's crazy. How are you going to do this? Don't do it. Whatever. Da da da. And I had a moment of realization in those moments when all those people were telling me what to do. And I asked myself, all these people that are telling me what to do right now, are they in the position that I'm trying to get to? Are they doing the job, the career, the lifestyle that I want to be living? And the answer was no from every single one of them. And so I realized, why would I take advice from any of these people if they're literally not in the position where I'm trying to go? And I didn't take their advice. Best decision I've ever made. So do not take advice from anyone who isn't where you want to be. 18, travel as much as you can. It is the best learning experience. I know it can be scary sometimes to invest money into travel, but I swear every time I've gone on a trip, no matter what trip it is, but especially maybe like the international ones or longer term trips, especially like during my time abroad when I lived in Spain, I learned so much about myself. I grew so much as a person. My relationship with myself got so much better. I learned so much about the world. Like, it is the best life experience, learning experience. And I personally love traveling. So I think while you're young, while you don't have as many commitments, great idea. 19, things really do change quickly. So always, always enjoy where you're at now. And this one was my mantra for this year, actually. This is a newer mantra of mine. And that's because I've noticed that, especially I feel like in your 20s, things are changing rapidly. Relationships are changing quickly. Friendships are changing quickly. You are changing very rapidly. Like, you are growing, developing, learning so much about yourself. And so even if you're not in a situation currently where you're happy in, or things maybe aren't, you know, the best for you right now, try to find the light in those situations, because things really do change quickly and you won't be where you're at right now for long, even though it can feel like that sometimes, you know, like when you're in the thick of it. I promise, things really do change fast. And it goes for the other way around too. When things are going good and you're really happy with certain things, enjoy it. Like, really enjoy it, because things are always changing. Know that for both ends of the spectrum. 20. Always, always, always listen to your intuition. It's truly never wrong. And to all my girls out there, I've talked about the female intuition before, but if there's one piece of advice I can give you, is that always follow your gut. And I know sometimes it can be hard to actually know what is your intuition and what is not your intuition, but I want you to really ask yourself this question. When you're trying to decide something and you're trying to figure out what your intuition says and like listening to your intuition, ask yourself the question and then notice what your body's first immediate reaction is. Is your immediate reaction to go, but what about this, like a rebuttal against the question or like the answer? Or does your body kind of feel calm when you say the answer or you ask the question? Also, try to get into like a quiet headspace, like a meditation or something where you're not distracted, so that you can really listen to your body. And this takes practice, and like I could honestly low-key make a whole podcast episode, like a mini episode around how to actually listen to your intuition. But for now, just know to listen to your intuition. 21. Your body will change. It's inevitable, and that's okay. You will not have your 16-year-old jean size anymore, and that's pretty cool if you ask me. And not just your 16-year-old jean size, your body will fluctuate. Especially as women, our bodies, our hormones are changing all throughout the month. And your body will change as, you know, you go through high school and you go through college and then post-grad and then into an adult. That is normal. We have to let go of the attachment that we need to look the same forever, because that's just not going to happen. And so you have to enjoy every moment with yourself, with your body, with the body that you're in, because like I said earlier, things change quickly and that's okay. It's inevitable. Start to embrace your body at all stages of your life, because it will change. 22. When dating, start looking at things objectively instead of labeling them as good or bad. This one is super, super helpful, and I've talked about this a lot with my friends. I've helped them to kind of shift their mindset on this, and that is that you don't need to like label things as good or bad. This could go for anything in life, but especially dating. So let's say a guy ghosts you, right? Cool. You're collecting data. It just is. He just ghosted you. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, we sometimes label and attach like a good or bad thing to these things that happen to us, especially with dating. But what if we shifted that perspective of like, okay, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's getting somebody who's not meant for me out of my life quicker and somebody who is meant for me in my life sooner. You never really know. So to save yourself a lot of heartache, try not to label things as much as good or bad. They just are. You're just collecting data. Ugh, I love that phrase. Like, literally, you're just collecting data. Done. It's not necessarily a bad thing unless you label it as that. 23. Find 1 to 2 healthy rituals you actually enjoy doing and do them daily. It'll create a huge significance over the long term. And I mean like minuscule stuff, guys, like a 2-minute morning meditation, a 15-minute walk every day, a healthy drink or meal that you enjoy making. Like, it could literally be anything. A few affirmations you tell yourself, a morning journaling thing, a gratitude prayer. I'm not kidding. I could keep going on and on and on about different things to do. But the point is, you have to find 1 or 2 things that you actually enjoy doing and do them every day. I have seen the compounding effect in my life of just choosing like 2 things and doing it every day for a few years. It makes a big difference. 24. Listen to podcasts like this one. Read. Keep learning even if you're not in school. be a continuous learner your whole life. It will make you feel better, honestly, and it'll help spark different passions and interests of yours that you have. And number 25, the most important one, have fun, you guys. Do not take anything too seriously. We really only get to enjoy this thing called life once. So you might as well do what makes you happy. I really wanted to end on that note because at the end of the day, all the stuff is fun and dandy as long as we are enjoying life. Have fun. Do the things that make you happy. Really, nothing is that deep. Don't take anything too seriously. And this is one, if there was one I wish I could tell my younger self more, it's this one. Just focus on being happy, focus on having fun, and enjoy this life that you have been granted. So I love each and every one of you so much. I'm sending extra love on my 25th birthday on December 7th. I'm a fellow Sag. If you're a Sag sister, hit me up, let me know. And if you found this podcast episode helpful, feel free to take a screenshot, share it on your stories, DM me, let me know you listened, and I'll catch you in the next Pod Wednesday. Mwah.
Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.